What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 43 of Building and Scaling Online Courses with Davey Gravy. That's me, David Young. Let's do it. So today I want to talk about thinking long-term and showing up to stuff, even if you think it might not be worth it. I was inspired to make this podcast today because of something that I showed up to a year ago, not knowing if it was going to pay off or not, kind of not knowing if what I was doing was going to even matter or work. And that is now taking effect, or I guess is coming to fruition now. Today, I had a meeting today, and really, I found out that it's going to be, I'm going to get the money for it in probably like 15 months from now. So thinking very long term as far as your business is concerned, but also you have to kind of, like I mentioned in other podcast episodes, stay in the game in the meantime. So talk about my thoughts on that. And if you're listening to this audio wise, we actually have video too. I think you can do it on Spotify. I think you can see the video version. I figured why not just record video since I was in my office and I've already got this video set up that's easy to do. I was going to record on this mic anyways, just throw my camera, done deal. So let's dive into it. So I'll tell you the story of what happened. So we've been in the test prep space for a while. And that means you go online, you want to take this course, you sign up for, or you want to take this test. So that FAA exam to fly drones. And you search FAA Part 107 test prep, and then you land over on my website and you see this, you see our offer, you click buy, you sign up anywhere from $150 to $250, depending on like what variations you purchase. And that's been our go-to model for a while. And we've added other courses on there, but it's always been direct to consumer. And that's been fine, but I'm always thinking like, all right, what is like the long-term thing? I mean, I can keep doing this direct to consumer stuff, but we're always having to sell new courses to new people, right? Like I got to sell more test prep courses, not like recurring revenue. And so I was thinking, all right, what can I do that's a little bit more long-term? Recurring revenue, contracts, things like that. Could I get into some more like maybe more stable business? Doesn't rely as much on like advertising. And that led me to the B2B route, so business to business. And we had had schools that would reach out to us from time to time to say, hey, can we use your test prep program inside of one of our courses? Or they're going to buy it for an after school club or some combination of things like that. And actually years ago, like maybe 2019, 2018, we had a school who wanted to teach it like an online class. It was like a charter school in California. And so the Part 107 test prep course that we had wasn't quite enough material to like fill up a semester. So we created new content about kind of like the drone industry, how drones fly, flight exercises, all that stuff. And I filmed it back then. And I was like, oh, we can make this into a little mini course too and sell it to other people. We called it Drones 101. So we've used it for a long time. So it's this high school course was kind of a combination of Drones 101 plus our prep course. And that just kind of sat on the shelf for a while. They're like, yeah, this is good, but it's kind of cumbersome for the students to take it inside of like your system. And then you like reporting the grades back to us. And it just kind of was not the smoothest. So that kind of sat on the shelf and other schools would buy our prep course just to as it was. And I can't remember what kicked it off. You know, we had been introduced to different curriculum publishers or schools about doing different things. And there's been some interest. So I decided, hey, you know what? Let's make a more concerted effort to see if we can make curriculum for schools. Yes, we can use the videos that we have in our course, but let's like create a specific curriculum for schools. So I went out and I hired a curriculum writer, someone who used to be a teacher. Then they got a master's degree and they taught at the collegiate level and they wrote curriculum for middle school, high school, all that stuff. So I found her actually on Fiverr of all places. And, you know, if you type in curriculum writer, you get a bunch of random people that are like, oh, I can make your online course for you, that kind of stuff. I wanted like a legit, like academic curriculum writer. So I found her and man, she was great. She's awesome. So she is a contractor. And so she would go into our courses and I'm like, hey, I want to take these courses and I want to make them something that can be used in like a university setting. Oh, you know what? I think now that I'm thinking back. Okay. I had a business coach that I had hired in 2022 for the year of 2022. And we were talking about ways to expand. He's like, hey, David, he called me Davey. Davey, you really need to get this in a lot of like trade schools, because he came from a construction background. He's like, you need to get this in every trade school. Like draftsmen need to know how to use this for construction, blah, blah, blah. So we're like, okay, sweet. So originally we started taking this and crafting it for like tech school, trade school, you know, like at the collegiate level. And oh wait, more's coming back to me. Yeah. And yeah. And then we had a university, Southeastern University, university in my town. They were good. We had some connections there, and they were like, hey, we'd like to test this out as an elective. So we kind of did the same thing where we gave them the content to put inside of their learning management system, and they had some students go through it, and we had like a kind of a 1-year deal with them. And then my contact left, and I think they ended up doing some other stuff, and they didn't keep going on it for some reason. But at least it planted the seed, right? And then he's like, oh, you need to get this in other colleges. And I was like, all right. And I got introduced to some curriculum developers, and then some high schools called us and said, hey, we want to do some drone curriculum. We're like, all right, we're going to design this for high school too. So I had that curriculum developer. She was creating one for college, and I said, hey, can you tone it down a little bit for high school students? So she created that. And so early last year, I was like, I should make a more concerted effort, because I've been paying this curriculum developer to develop this stuff. My strategy feels like it's kind of all over the place. It's like, okay, a little bit of college and then high school and this. And it's just like, we don't have a good cohesive like strategy and attack plan. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to build this sort of on the side as I'm keeping our direct consumer stuff running, because that's where the money's at, right? Like that's where the money's currently coming in. So pay my employees, pay myself, pay the bills, all that stuff. I have to keep doing our direct consumer business and, you know, ads and marketing, all that stuff. So keeping that going while knowing, hey, this is what I want for the long term, is kind of build this other stuff out. So I joined the ACTE, Association of Career and Tech Education. I just searched for like, you know, tech STEM education associations. I joined it, realized I really probably didn't need to like pay it as a member to join it, because I can still go to the conferences. It just costs more. And there was a conference in Salt Lake City. It was like the Work-Based Learning Conference. And I had some friends that lived out in Salt Lake City. So I thought, well, shoot, let me go to this conference. This was April 2022, so a year ago. So I flew out to Salt Lake City. I went to a couple sessions. I met some people, very helpful. I was like, I just need to understand this world, like academics and what people want. Because like the direct-to-consumer, just go at your own pace course is very different from what a high school or middle school would need curriculum-wise, because they have like specific standards and it's got to align to a certain rubric and matrix, and they have all these terms and it's got to be, you know, fall into certain processes, and you know, like they're only allowed certain types of classes, especially in like public education. The funding, I'm like, how much can we charge for it? And like, where do they get their money from? And I just didn't know anything. So I'm coming to learn. And I made two really good contacts from that conference. I didn't really know it at the time. The first one, I met a bunch of different people, and some people were like kind of interested, but I was mostly just learning. Well, I went to one little session, and the guy putting it on was from a giant like curriculum, like digital curriculum publishing company, and they had tons and tons of schools that they were involved with. And so I had talked to him very briefly and kind of told him, hey, here's who I am, here's what we do. Do you guys ever do anything with drones, or do you guys make, I'm like, I'm assuming you guys make your own drone curriculum. You guys are a massive company. Like you probably do your own stuff. And he's like, actually, we work with almost exclusively third-party curriculum companies and developers. We don't really do a ton of our stuff in-house, or at least we're doing more of it. You know, we're open to that. I was like, oh, snap. So that was like a little convo. And then I had another convo with a guy there who worked for an insurance company, and they had done something similar. They worked for wasn't an insurance company. It was like an insurance, like association. They do credentialing, like so you can get your certified insurance brokerage specialist certification. I don't know what it was. But they had created some courses for high school too, and they had been selling that to high schools as like a pathway to have like some credentialing around insurance. So by the time people graduate from high school, they have some of this stuff. So he was familiar with getting in schools and how it worked and what they would need, and he used to work in the school system. So that was a great contact, and he just like told me, hey, here's where you need to look and here's where you need to go. So I was just soaking all this in. Well, then shortly after that, I ended up like in the hospital after I got back, because I had this leg infection randomly. So I was in the hospital for like 2 weeks for them to get that under control. And that's when I found out I had this like heart condition thing. So I ended up having to schedule heart surgery and all that. So it got, you know, kicked down the road for a while. I ended up following up with the guy I met at the conference, the curriculum guy, the one who works for a big curriculum company. And I kind of you know, I followed up with him. We had like a quick Zoom call, and he's like, oh, well, you know, we might be use this or whatever. And so I kind of told him about what we were doing. He said, well, shoot it over to me and I'll take a look at it and blah, blah, blah. Of course, I never did that. Horrible business move. You should always follow through, follow up. But I did not do that. So bad business move, but regardless. Months later, he emails me, hey, David, someone was asking about drone curriculum for a school. We wanted to know what options were out there. I thought about you, and we want to see what you guys have. Can you set up a call with our, like, head of curriculum, whatever, whatever? And I didn't realize that's who it was at the time. And I'm like, sure, I'll take this call. So I take this call. I kind of walk her through what she has. She says, great, send it over to me. So now I'm like, I'm definitely sending it over. So I spend some time. I send it over. She's got her another, like, curriculum person underneath her that goes through it. And I just had a call today. And basically what I got from the call, nothing is guaranteed, right? But it seemed like they were like, hey, we would want to see these kind of things, these changes or additions to the curriculum. But otherwise, like, we loved it. It's great. We can get it in. We can aim to get it in our, like, fall 2024 curriculum options for schools. And again, this could be like thousands and thousands and thousands of students per year taking our curriculum. And we wouldn't even have to sell it because they've already got all the massive distribution. And it's a huge opportunity for us to go in the direction that we want. And it wouldn't even happen until about a year and a half from now. But I met somebody at a conference a year ago. And again, you just keep chipping away along the way. So I met somebody a year ago at a conference that ended up, you know, thinking about me and paying off 1 year later for a deal that will hopefully go through and hopefully be a significant deal in 15 months from now. So again, playing the long game, staying in it, willing to continue to improve. And if I hadn't made the decision to go to that conference, none of this would have happened. I just met one person there that changed things. And another person that actually really helped me. I've stayed in contact with him and he's given me other advice. Same thing happened when I originally started my course company. I mean, even before that, I went to one drone conference in DC. It was a very small conference, and that's where I met the other two guys that were willing to be a part of my very first course, and it made it have so much more credibility. And so I would just say, you know, whether it's a conference or a meetup or a cold email you want to send or a LinkedIn outreach, whatever it is, I mean, just go, just do it. I don't know what your feelings are about Donald Trump. If you set aside your politics for a minute, I read one of his books years ago. It was like Thinking Big or something like that. And one of the things he was talking about in there, I was like, you know, a lot of it is just like going and showing up to stuff. He's talking about some dinner he went to. It was raining. He's like, I owed people a ton of money. I didn't want to go. Like, everything about me didn't want to go. But I just said, nope, I'm going to show up. So he showed up. I don't even remember what happened. Like, he met a banker that ended up helping him do tons of deals or canceled his debt, or I don't know, something good happened because he just decided to go ahead and show up to the thing. And I found that to be the case over and over and over as I've done business, is if you just put in the effort to get around people, meet new people. Yeah, maybe, you know, out of every 100 interactions, 97 of them are not going to be significant in a really, you know, maybe they're nice people or friends or whatever, but maybe they don't move the needle in your business a significant way. But those three people could completely change the trajectory of where your business is headed. So that's all I got to say today, is get out there, meet people. It's worth it, because you never know where that's going to take you, and you never know what it can do for your business. So that's what I got today. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.